Pink is a neutral. Say what? Yes, you heard me correct. So stick around for this short but sweet episode to learn more. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Started using pink when we renovated our living room. I think that was the first time that I've really used it as an adult decorating, although I did do a bit of decorating when I was younger. And if you're as old as me, you might remember Pyro the Clown, and I had my whole bedroom decorated in that, and there was a bit of pink in there too. But apart from that, I think our living room, if my memory serves me correct, was the first time that I'd really started using pink in my decor, and I've been obsessed with it ever since. I remember back in the 80s talking about Pyro, when pink was a very on-trend colour. It was known as chintz, and we had all sorts of flowery wallpaper and flowery sofas, which has made a bit of a comeback recently, and I think they call it granny chic now. Pink has definitely made a comeback of late, and I am all for it. So when you're thinking about a neutral colour, your mind instantly goes to things like white, beige, grey. But I'm going to challenge you today to consider pink as one of the neutrals for your home. Now, there's different tints and shades of pink. Obviously, I'm not suggesting that Barbie pink, like the fuchsia coloured pink, is a neutral. It obviously isn't. But if you take, for example, there's a colour by Farrow and Ball called Bare Plaster, and it's got just a little tiny hint of pink in it. It actually, obviously, the name says it all, Bare Plaster, you know, and you've just had your room plastered and you just get that colour and it has got like a hint of pink. It will look more pink in some rooms than others, depending on which aspect your room faces, whether it's north, south, east or west, and also depending on what kind of light and everything you've got coming into the room. But yeah, it has just got a lovely hint of pink in it. Farrow and Ball Bare Plaster. So in my opinion, that is a neutral colour. Now, also in my opinion, you can add pink to any colour scheme as long as it's the right tint or shade of pink. And if you're unsure of what kind of colours to have in your home, or you haven't got a colour palette, I've actually got a free colour palette guide that you can download, and it will take you step by step through creating a colour palette for your home. And maybe you might add a bit of pink in there, even if it's just a little hint. So I will put a link to that in my show notes, and if you haven't already snagged your copy of that, then make sure you do. I think the colour pink makes such a great base for your interior design. The colour is warm, it's versatile, it's calming, it's nurturing, and it promotes wellness and comfort. So what better colour to have in your home? So I'm inviting you to, if you haven't already, experiment with pink. Now, as I said, I don't mean full on Barbiecore, don't expect that, but maybe think of a muted blush that you might not even describe as pink, but this will just add warmth and more interesting than the usual neutrals that people tend to use. Now, for example, if you want to start adding pink into your home and your husband is very against it, because a lot of men are against the colour pink because it's feminised for some unknown reason. As I said, back in the day, back in the 80s, everyone's house was decorated in pink flowers. I don't remember any of the men even questioning it or having an issue with it then. But yeah, there you go. So what you do is, you don't, as I said, you don't have to go full on barbiecore. So if you just presented a colour scheme to somebody with, say, for example, Farrow and Ball's Bare Plaster, they'd probably look at it and wouldn't even think of the word pink because it's so subtle. So this is what I'm saying. You can do it in a subtle way, but it still adds that warmth to your decor. So if your husband is against pink and you want to introduce some, just choose a subtle shade, show him the colour palette, and he probably won't have any issue with it, hopefully, fingers crossed. And also, if you do provide him with a colour palette, once you've got my guide, and it all works aesthetically pleasingly together, then obviously he's going to buy into that. And if you are having issues or struggling in any way to get your husband on board with your daring home decor, then go and have a listen to episode 18 of the podcast where I cover that in more detail. I personally think that there are a lot of colours that you can class as neutral if you get the right shade. For example, a lovely muted green throughout the house, I think that comes across very much neutral. And obviously a lot of us have plants in the home which are also green, and I don't ever see them jarring a colour scheme because you've got a green plant in there. So definitely green is another colour that I see as neutral too. In my home colour palette, I have two shades of pink, getting back onto the pink. And one of them is a light muted shade of pink and the other is like a gorgeous raspberry pink that I put on the doors in my laundry room. It's actually called crimson red, I think, but it's not red, it's pink. Gorgeous shade of pink. And that one was by was that Farrow and Ball as well? I think that was Farrow and Ball as well. Yeah, Farrow and Ball has some gorgeous colours. So I said this is going to be a short but sweet episode, and it is sweet because pink is sweet. And I hope I've given you food for thought on whether to introduce pink into your home or not. And if you have already created a colour palette for your home using my guide, I will be so excited to see it. You can come on over to the Facebook group, and if you haven't joined, you can send a request and I'll accept within a couple of days, and you can come over and share your colour palette there. I'm sure everybody else in the group would love to see it too. I especially would like to see. And if you haven't, as I said, got your colour palette done, then grab the freebie, get it done, and get on over to the Facebook group to share it. I would really love to see your colour palettes, guys, so I know that my free guide is actually helping you. On that note, thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you next Tuesday, where I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor Podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.